Day two of training camp certainly saw more highlights, and especially on one side of the football. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly. That's John DeShazer. And welcome into the afternoon wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com as we continue our coverage here from the Greenbrier in West Virginia during 2014 Saints training camp presented by Verizon. Another great day of weather here at the Greenbrier. Practice started at 8:50 a.m. Eastern time this morning. The guys went for about 2.5 hours, and the black and gold saw the temperature go from about 65 degrees at the start of practice, almost up near 80 by the time it was said and done, with nary a cloud in the sky. And certainly there were a couple of injury notes to pass along, and because they're so brief here on day two, that's the good news, and maybe we should just start right there.
Yeah, really, the only injury of note, Kenny Stills not working today. We know he had a tender quad in the first practice yesterday, pulled up on a drill, did not go today. Jairus Byrd, his status remains the same. He's still on the PUP along with John Jenkins and Tavon Rooks. But the main thing, Kenny Stills didn't work today. We don't know when he's going to rejoin his teammates in drills, but it doesn't look like it's anything serious. He did do some individual drills.
All right, still helmets and shorts today on day two of training camp. But let's get right to our play of the day. This was a dandy, and certainly it's a player involved here that most fans are always cheering about.
Yeah, pass thrown by Ryan Griffin, but the great catch, one-handed spinning, twisting by Jimmy Graham, the tight end, who goes down and then dunks the goalpost. We know it's been banned by the NFL during regular season games, but Jimmy isn't going to let that stop him during practice.
Yeah, no fines here at the Greenbrier, and a large crowd on hand today certainly got a thrill out of that. The plain and simple fact is the offense wins the day, and we're going to see this ebb and flow as we go throughout training camp, but the offense played very well today. Specifically, one guy did try to stand out, and that was Nick Toon, John, who had two touchdown catches this afternoon.
Yeah, ends up with a couple of long passes, and we know that certainly only helps Nick Toon's case to make this team. He's a guy who is in a battle for position on this team. He's got Andy Tanner to fight off. He's got Robert Meacham. He's got Joseph Morgan. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him. It never hurts to show well in practice.
Yeah, he's a second-year guy now that's showing growth, according to head coach Sean Payton.
It's been really good this spring and fall. And to his credit, I thought his training camp last year in the preseason, he really did some good things, you know, and we were one heavy there at that position, and it was tough to find a way to get him, not to the game day roster as much as to get him the touches, but I think he's that much further along, and I definitely expect to see him doing a lot of good things for us.
So it wasn't just Nick Toon and Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham. There were a lot of highlights on the offensive side of the football. The one thing's for sure, you know that you've got things right as far as what your eyeballs are seeing when even the defensive coordinator concedes that this was kind of the feeling throughout the day. Here's Rob Ryan.
Yeah, I tell you, today wasn't our best. That was, whew, that offense was rolling. But I think we know what we're doing more. We looked at a few things today that didn't look real good, that were a little bit new. But our guys are working hard. They're smart, and they really want to be great.
And, John, let's not get too down on the defense. There were a lot of things to watch on the defensive side of the football today, namely a lot of teaching going on. As we mentioned at the top here, helmets and shorts, so you're not working with contact. It's a lot of footwork. It's a lot of technique. Bill Johnson's defensive line was going through a lot of that. As far as rotations go and depth at different positions, one thing it seems we're noticing here early in training camp, John, is the veteran depth and even some of the newcomers filing in, that depth up front defensively for the Saints.
Well, you have to have a good, fresh rotation. We know Cam Jordan, Junior Gallette, Akeem Hicks, Broderick Bunkley, but you have to have players behind those guys, the Glenn Fosters and the Victor Butlers and the edge rushers and the guys who can get that pocket push. You've got to have enough guys to make it through the season, enough quality players. You can have quality players up front, but one, you have to get into the depth because you know there's going to be some attrition.
You know that you mentioned Victor Butler there. There are two significant injuries from a year ago that are seeing comebacks now, not necessarily new players in the fold, but players that we already knew. You mentioned Butler. Patrick Robinson would be the other, and he's in quite a battle right now, possibly for a starting spot at cornerback.
Well, I'll tell you what will help. P-Rob made a fantastic defensive breakup today against 6'6 Brandon Coleman. Now, P-Rob goes 5'11, 191. Brandon Coleman 6'6, 225, and P-Rob's able to go over his back, make that pass breakup on the sideline route. Now, certainly as a coach, you probably going to teach Brandon Coleman to keep his body a little bit more between the defender and himself. However, P-Rob with an outstanding athletic play to come over the back, not commit the pass interference, and also to get the pass breakup.
Rob Ryan told us earlier today that the challenge is not only physically but mentally for a player like Robinson to come back from a devastating injury. It takes a lot of focus to put yourself in a position position to compete for a spot after having such a long recovery from an injury. Robinson certainly catching the eyes of his teammates as well. Fellow cornerback Keenan Lewis had a lot of nice things to say about P-Rob after practice today.
He scared me. That's a guy I feel like, you know, have a great opportunity to be go against the number one receiver no matter what team, but also a great teammate, and I watched him this all season, had the opportunity to work with him as well. You know, he's been working extremely hard to get back, and I think he would be ready to go.
Okay, so great news on the Patrick Robinson front. Let's turn our attention to the linebackers for just a moment here. David Hawthorne spoke to the media after practice today. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But, John, when you look at how the linebacking core has shaped up here early in camp and compare it to what we saw last year there, it's an interesting story as how that's all coming together.
Well, last year, you know, you had so much injury that happened. You had Victor Butler go down with a torn ACL, Will Smith go down with a torn ACL, and that really ravaged the position depth-wise. But they were able to bring in a Paris Harrelson. You had a Ramon Humber still on the roster. So you're able to bring those two guys back, and Victor Butler's back healthy now. So that adds to your depth. And then you draft a couple of rookie linebackers to add to your depth and to give you some play on special teams.
Yeah, no doubt. And it certainly makes for great work for that unit here early in camp. So says David Hawthorne.
No, it's just with the depth that we have at linebacker, you know, we're all kind of pushing each other, you know, for packages, for playing time, for a bunch of different things. And we know Rob Ryan's real creative, you know, and good players will play. So no matter what you do, he's going to find a spot for you. So we're all kind of like giving each other a run for it.
John, let's not forget about the third phase of any football team, and that's special teams. A lot of effort was put forth towards special teams today. Yesterday we talked about punts and punt return. We saw the other side of that with the longer units on kickoffs and kickoff returns.
Well, Coach Spaten specifically has mentioned a renewed emphasis on returns. He wants to get more explosion in the return game. Travaris Cadet, one of your kickoff returners, Brandon Cooks, also Andy Tanner. So those guys are probably going to be vying for that position. It's going to be especially important because Coach Spaten wants to see positive yardage out of it.
All right, to put a wrap for us, or help us put a wrap on the morning practice, let's hear from head coach Sean Payton. A couple of his thoughts on how he thought workouts went today.
We're into our second really full day, course without pads still. This afternoon will be our walkthrough again for an hour and kind of get into it. Our full routine tomorrow, we'll put pads on for the AM practice, and then the PM practice will be much like you saw yesterday and today. That'll stay constant. Listen, there's a ebb and flow always to training camp, and there's days where, or periods in practice where one side of the ball does well or the other side doesn't. I think the more important big picture is we're just constantly looking to get better each day.
All right, so Coach Payton will now have his players go through their walkthrough this afternoon, and then I'm sure there'll be more meetings tonight. Tomorrow, John's always exciting because it'll be the first full day in pads for the New Orleans Saints. There is inclement weather in the forecast that may change the schedule a little bit, but certainly the players, the coaches, the fans, everybody ready to hear some cracking pads tomorrow here at the Greenbrier.
Well, I think running back Mark Ingram said it best. Tomorrow's going to be crazy. These guys are itching to get after one another after an entire offseason of not being able to hit one another, running around, playing touch. Yes, they enjoy doing that because it helps to preserve the body, but these guys, they're football players, and they want to get into the contact aspect of it, especially a running back like Mark Ingram, who's a physical guy.
And with that, evaluations really ramp up starting tomorrow. Practice is scheduled to begin at 8:50 Eastern time tomorrow at the Greenbrier. We'll have a morning report for you, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day, whether there are any changes or not due to the weather, on your Saints app. That's at your mobile device, of course, and on your desktop at NewOrleansSaints.com. Anything else that we're forgetting about today, John, or perhaps we'll see from you on the website?
Well, we're going to have a little something on Kenny Vaccaro, the safety who enjoys hitting people, but has not done much of that during this offseason, so that's been a surprise, but that goes along with the maturity aspect of Kenny Vaccaro growing up a little bit.
All right, should be a great day. A lot of fans here today. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather will stay away tomorrow. We'll see you right back here for a full report from day 3 of training camp here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. For Justin Stout and for Doug Tatum, Alex Restrepo, John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Thanks again for joining us here from West Virginia as we continue to follow the Saints here during training camp 2014.